that music, because he uses the full orchestra in this concerto.
And I think it was a revolutionary piece because of that, because I think it's the first piece written for such a big ensemble, orchestra, concerto, that is dedicated to this kind of music, to the musica caipira. And he succeeded that very much. You know, it's a beautiful piece.
Thank you. The world premiere recording of the Concerto Caboclo by Paolo Bellinacci. The piece was dedicated to the Brazil guitar duo, and they were joined by the Delaware Symphony Orchestra, conducted by David Amado. And before that, we heard a 2018 interview with João Luiz and Douglas Lora. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. There are many benefits to classical music, such as entertainment and education, but certainly none more worthy than healing. For over 10 years, Classical Guitar Alive has presented hundreds of hospital and hospice performances in its innovative music and medicine program. You can find out more on our website, classicalguitaralive.org. This is a set of pieces for Baroque guitar by Gaspar Sanz. It's performed by Alberto Mesirca. Alberto Mesirca performing music for the Baroque guitar by Spanish composer Gaspar Sanz. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with the EOS Guitar Quartet performing the Piccola Musica da Concerto, or Little Concert Music, by Hungarian composer Ferenc Farkas. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard the EOS Guitar Quartet performing the Little Concert Music by Ferenc Farkas. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker and James Stroud in the James Stroud Classical Guitar Competition, and by Sheldon Ehrlich, author of the book A Collection of Fine Spanish Guitars from Torres to the Present, from Sunny Knoll Publishing. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas, that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations. Our other projects include film and television content for PBS stations, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced in association with KMFA Radio in Austin, Texas, with additional sound engineering by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find a link to our podcast there and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
The monster.